Alaska's U.S. senators split their vote Saturday on whether to bring healthcare legislation to the floor. Democrats got exactly the 60 votes needed, with all party members lining up for it and all Republicans voting against introducing it. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Some centrist Democrats are against the public option or government-run health insurance, but in the end on Saturday, every Democrat agreed to bring the bill to the floor for debate. Democratic Senator Mark Begich says the public option element is not the most important part of the bill to him, but he does want to see it improved so there's as little government involvement as possible. As it's currently written, states could opt out of the program. Even with that, the public option is contentious and disliked by Republicans. But Begich says he doesn't want to see legislation fall apart because of disagreement on one aspect. Instead, he says he's focused on other parts of the bill.
Insurance companies are held accountable that we have no longer denial on pre-existing conditions or no longer these lifetime caps that literally, for people who have catastrophic illness, puts them at a disadvantage. Our ability to make sure we can have insurance that's portable between job to job.
Begich says he would not vote to pass the bill as it's currently written and wants to see it amended before he can support it. He wants more competition between insurance companies and lower prescription drug costs. And he says patients should be able to buy cheaper drugs from countries like Canada. Begich says problems must be worked out in the Medicare program. He also wants to let Americans access the health insurance Congress enjoys.
The other idea I would love to be able to offer up, and that is the idea that people could buy into the federal program just like any other program that might be offered up, because we hear a lot of people concerned that, you know, we have ours and everyone else will have something else. And my view is, well, why not just open up what we have and allow people to buy into it?
Begich says even though he's not fully on board with the current bill, it's time to get it out in the open on the Senate floor.
We were debating something we didn't have. And so everyone was saying, you know, this may be in there, this may be in there. My attitude now is get it on the floor, let's debate it. And I think there'll be modifications throughout this process, and it'll become a better bill. And my focus is going to be on the insurance reforms, as well as making sure there's not undue hardship on the small business community.
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski disagrees that the bill has a basic framework worth debating and says she's extremely disappointed in it.
I think what you saw play out on Saturday evening was a very strenuous objection by the Republicans to that base product, saying this just does not work as healthcare reform.
Murkowski says the bill was drafted without public input and fears it will cost far more than the estimated price tag of $850 billion in the first decade. She expects it to cost in the neighborhood of $2.5 trillion from 2010 to 2020. Murkowski says besides that, she thinks the biggest problem is that not enough is being done to bring down healthcare's cost.
As I've talked with Alaskans, their interpretation, or most people's interpretation of reform, is something that is going to change the status quo so that things are better for them. But if they are not going to see their premiums lowered, if they're going to see their taxes increased, then I don't believe that they think that this product is going to be better for them.
Murkowski says despite Republican dislike of the bill, her party does plan to engage and debate it on the Senate floor. Democratic leaders hope to see a bill passed by the Christmas recess in a month, but Murkowski says not so fast.
It's fair to say that there will be many amendments. There will be long and hard-fought debate on the floor. This is too big to try to rush through just because we've got a holiday approaching. So we got a lot of work ahead of us.
Senators are now on Thanksgiving break. They'll start debating healthcare legislation when they return next Monday. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.